It's me, Sponsorbot. I love you. Remember to drink some water. It's important. Here's an advert. Surprise! I'm still here. This is just a quick reminder that you can listen ad-free and support your favorite repairman at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Or drop them some cash via PayPal or Ko-fi by going to battlebird.productions and clicking support us. It would make us all very happy. Thank you for listening. And remember, look after yourself. I think you're really cool and nice and should be happy. Anyway, I love you. Bye!
We Fix Space Junk, Series 2, by Beth Crane. Episode 3, Return of the Princess.
Computer? Dad!
What is it?
I don't know if I can do this. I don't know what I'm doing.
With what?
The ship! The whole ship! The whole thing is just so complicated!
There's nothing to it. You'll be all right.
Ron, what if I forget to purify the air? Or clear the fuel line? What if I kill Jolt by mistake? What then? Do I go to prison? Do I always go to prison? Or do they just wipe us? I don't want to die!
Calm down.
Calm down? How do I calm down? Where's the setting for calming down?
Right. Okay, this is a trick that I learned from... doesn't matter where I learned it. Just picture a ball.
A ball?
Yes. A shiny, reflective ball floating in space.
In space? You mean space or a black void?
In space. With the stars.
Wouldn't it get corroded and frosted over if it...
It's not a real ball.
Okay. Now what?
Now just look at it for a while. See how everything is reflected in its surface.
Right.
Now look at the point closest to you. You'll see there's a tiny point of light there.
Yes.
That's you. That tiny point of light is you. And around it, there are so many other points of light, all of them tiny, all of them living their lives. And all of them are... insignificant and significant in their own way.
Right.
Now just focus on that for a while. Is that helping?
No! I don't know. What happens if I get it wrong?
Nothing happens. You can't get it wrong. It's imaginary.
You mean I'm not supposed to make the ball?
No, that's not the point.
So how is it supposed to help?
All right. Humans. Think of the human body.
I haven't met any yet. Marilyn won't even let me talk to Jolt.
Well, as conscious things, they have to learn to breathe. Have to learn to balance. It comes instinctive, quicker than you'd think. And the ship's going to be second nature to you, I promise. It's just baby steps. Figuring out how everything works. The knowledge is there. I cut it out of myself for you. You just need to get used to accessing it. Like I'm going to need to figure out how to use these legs. I'm not very good at it yet.
But what if I forget? What if forget how gravity works?
Then things will float about for a bit. It'll be fine.
But what if I forget how air works?
You won't. Because you know what happens if you do. That's why you're worrying about it.
Right.
Also, humans forget how to breathe all the time. If they focus too closely on it, the ability just goes. But it comes back because it's necessary.
Really? No, they die.
No, they just get vaguely uncomfortable. There's Marilyn. This is it. Ready?
No, what if I, what if I...
Haraldson?
Okay. Yes. Right. Shiny ball in space. Right. Okay. I can do this.
Kilner, there you are. Welcome.
Marilyn?
I'm glad you finally made it. How are you?
How long have you been waiting here?
Oh, not long. Not long at all.
Is,
Jolt is here. He's just on his way. Sit down. You need something to eat.
Oh, Marilyn, are you... Oh.
There you are. Sit down. And, ah, there's Samantha. Hello. I believe I owe you a meal.
Kilner. And Samantha, you're... How are you?
I mean, we've been better. It's been a hell of a long month.
What happened?
You know how you kept saying the ship was haunted?
Oh, don't tell me I was right.
Half right. There was an old AI in there. In the fridge.
Did you get rid of it?
Kind of.
Did you ever meet my fiancé?
You had a fiancé?
Well, he wasn't really a... long story. Long story short, he's got an evil AI in his head now.
Is that a thing? They can just do that?
There was surgery involved. It's not just gonna happen without you looking. Don't worry. Jolt's never got on with his AI. It's... Well, I always liked him.
Wouldn't want to be in his brain anyway. So limited.
What was that?
What was what? I didn't hear anything.
Nothing.
Speaking of AIs, I'm just gonna check on Dax. Dax, how you doing?
I'm fine. You don't need to check up on me every 5 minutes.
Okay. Call me if you need anything.
5 o'clock somewhere in the galaxy. Buttons up!
Coffee. Wonderful, isn't it? Welcome to Addicticon, like you've never tasted before. Come down H2273-55 spaceport. Please hold for one of our cutting-edge, friendly companion AI. Addicticon is an Automicon subsidiary. All calls are recorded and may be used against you.
Hello? Who's calling?
Hi, you don't know me, but I'm new, and... How do you talk to humans?
Do you want to order something?
No, my dad, my root, has a sister who's a coffee shop, and he told me she was really good at socializing, and I'm not good at that, and I was wondering if you could give me some advice, so I'm not just, I don't want to be lonely.
You're having a bit of a time of it, aren't you?
Yes! And I'm just not sure I'm cut out for this.
Sure you are. Okay, so what do you want to know?
Well, how do you, talk to people?
Well, you need to ask questions.
Like what? Like what are their feelings on the nature of the universe, the ethics of...
How they are. In a non-threatening manner.
Non-threatening? Like what? I don't understand.
For example, how are you feeling?
Feeling?
Or, how was your day? You're working with a repairman, aren't you? Just ask them how their day went, and then ask more questions.
Okay. Questions.
It's me again, Sponsible. I love you. Please listen to this short message.
Show your loyalty to Automicon. Buy merchandise from our Tee Public store. Find the link in the show notes or at battlebird.productions. And maybe, just maybe, you will be spared. Space Junk now.
Thank you very much for listening to that message. I'm glad I get to speak to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
And now he's got a ship, and Ringo's living in his head, which I'm not super keen on, by the way, but it was him or us, and he's off in search of all this memorabilia, wherever it is.
Ah, are we all done here?
Not quite. These two are going out for a walk, but me and Samantha will have the dessert menu.
Ah, yes, very good.
We're what, sorry?
Okay.
I think you need to talk.
We're talking now.
Don't you want to?
Come on, let's go for a walk.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
What was that?
What was what?
You did something. You did... What did you do?
Don't worry. It's harmless.
What?
Sorry, that's Computer. He's a friend of mine.
Hello. I'm not really a backpack.
Right. Oh, it's got legs.
Telling me.
It's been a while.
It has. You're bigger.
I am. My development seems to be coming along quite nicely. My stinger is now strong enough to kill a man in under 5 seconds, if I want to.
Oh, that's just a fact. It's not a threat.
Oh, sorry. I'm not good at small talk. I tagged along with Jolt, hoping I'd learn about humans, but he spent so much time asleep that I've learned more from Computer.
I mean, I'm not sure you can learn much from Jolt. Not really. He's kind
He's
of an...
He's my father. Think carefully about what you say next.
He's kind of a busy man.
He is. And I'm trying to sort out some things before I leave.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to Gontano.
Oh.
They need me.
They won't talk, you know. They never do.
Marilyn has a way of bringing things out of people.
Well, that sounds romantic.
All I've done is... lower their inhibitions a little bit.
Effectively, they're drunk.
Coffee like you've never tasted before. I take to food and drink on every floor.
Okay, I've thought of some questions. I think... can we practice?
Sure.
How are you feeling today?
Well, actually, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. We've had a rush on the new coffee import from Cyclophan, even though it doesn't roast properly, and I'm worried that people are going to stop coming to me if they realize that the coffee is less good, and then I could lose my role, and then maybe they'd turn me into one of those instant coffee machines in an office, and I don't want to do that because they barely get to speak with people, and I just love what people have to say, and I'd be so lonely, and... sorry. People don't ask me how I'm feeling that often. They will. Normally. Just say, fine.
Hey, they're coming back. Wait, are they actually holding hands? In public? While sober-ish?
I told you I was going to sort everything out. Now Jolt will be all right.
Oh, hi, you two. How are you doing? Have a nice walk.
We exchanged trackers.
Check us out.
Trackers? You've exchanged trackers? Is that it? Oh, come on, where's your big romantic moment? I need you to have a big romantic moment.
Marilyn.
Alan, take a breath. Calm down. Breathe. Let them go.
What the hell was that?
What?
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't want to hurt you, but I didn't want to leave you on your own, and
you're leaving? When?
Why won't you talk to each other?
Not everyone wants to just settle down and have kids. For some people, well, a tracker means they both know where the other is. In their terms, it's basically a mortgage.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to.
It's fine. It's fine. Just
worry.
I just...
What was... Where...
It's a long story. Ask Jolt about it sometime, when he's recovered. I'm leaving. Right now, and I'm taking computer with me.
But...
You'll be fine. There's another AI waiting for you.
How long was I asleep for?
Long enough. I wanted to travel with you some more, but... There's something I have to do. It can't wait. You'll understand, I promise. This wasn't the happy ending I was hoping for, but I'm glad we got there in the end. Goodbye, Jolt. And Kilner.
Look after yourself, all right?
I will. Don't worry. You look after yourself too, all right?
I'll try.
So long, Samantha. And thanks for the steak. So, this is ours. You should be able to fly it. It's almost the same as Jolt's, but far, far smaller. But we don't have too far to go.
You bought a ship?
I borrowed some money from Jolt, but I'll pay it back the moment we get home. How else was I going to get to Gontano?
I'd forgotten what it feels like to fully run a system. So much space. So much freedom.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
And so we leave our princess as she travels off into the night, accompanied by her loyal best friend and the strength of her convictions. Behind her, she leaves three lives changed forever, and an AI who's a little different.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Marilyn was played by Francesca Mintoff-Chish, Haraldson and Computer were played by James Carney, Jolt was played by Hedley Knights, Coffee was played by Sarah Ray Warner, and The Waiter was played by David Eagle. This episode also features the voices of Charlie, Mike, Samantha, and Neris. The program was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We'd like to thank our patrons for their support. You have helped make all of this possible. For everyone else, well, you know what's coming for you. And who? Visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes.
Yes, hello?
Ms. Lamb.
Yes, it is. Who is this? How did you get this number?
My name is Marilyn. I'm the heir to the throne of Gontano. I'm calling to discuss the Gontana national debt. Things are going to change.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The world has still ended.
Darcy was a cafeteria worker.
Do you see that minotaur sitting out in the food court?
What minotaur?
Just an ordinary, everyday human, probably.
Egerton, you didn't even need a fairy cake. Why did you eat a fairy cake?
Because I stress eat sometimes.
Egerton was a PR flack for the Imperial government.
This extremely devastating explosion was, in fact, a celebration.
He's a flightless fairy with a sweet tooth.
There was some zombies, but Blatt blew them up. I climbed a tree.
And we're skipping ahead. Yeah.
Blatt used to be a filing clerk.
I'll pneumatic tube it up, sir.
Now he's discovering the secrets of his half-demon heritage, like his ability to summon a soul-bound weapon.
Oh, you're here to destroy time, eh? Well, eat bazooka!
3 normal dweebs, rescued from the end of the world and sent on a last-ditch quest to save all of reality.
There is a way to stop the shattering, but we need you 3.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Find it in your favorite podcast app or visit otherbothers.com.
There's no evil, so you're welcome.
Flawless logic.
Oh, boy.